The President's Press Conference, 11 December 1952.
Now, if you've got a question, I'll try to answer it.
Mr. President, Senator Watkins has suggested that you invite both General Eisenhower and General MacArthur to the White House for a Korean strategy conference.
Tony asked me, he told me that Senator Watkins of Utah had suggested a Korean conference between myself and General MacArthur and General Eisenhower. I can't see any good purpose to be served by that. They're welcome to talk to me any time they want to.
Mr. President, do you intend to invite General MacArthur to come to Washington?
I do not. General MacArthur is in the Army. He's on active duty, and if he has anything that's of use to the Defense Department, he ought to tell them so they can make use of it.
Mr. President, what did you think of General Eisenhower's statement that he has no trick solution for the Korean War?
Well, he was quoting me. I had made that statement quite some time ago in the campaign. He just quoted me. Not intentionally, however.
Well, Mr. President, do you feel that it's an honest man's duty to come forward if he has a plan?
Why, certainly it is. Certainly it is. He's on active duty and will be the rest of his life. The law provides for that.
General MacArthur said that nobody has listened to his counsel since he came back. It seems to me the MacArthur Investigating Committee went over his war plans pretty thoroughly.
They went over them completely and thoroughly, and I read every word of the testimony up there, and the committee didn't come up with any suggestions or any advice to me or to the Defense Department.
Well, Mr. President, have you talked to General MacArthur since Wake Island?
No. You see, I made a 14,400-mile trip to get a lot of misinformation, and he didn't even do the courtesy, which he should have done, of reporting to the President when he came back here. I've never seen him, and I don't want to see him.
You mean that would be the appropriate thing that he should ask to see you?
Why, he should have come to see me and reported as soon as he got here. Any decent man would have done it.
General MacArthur does not respond to the invitation in the press, would it seem logical that the Joint Chiefs should request him to come to Washington to lay out his
full solution? I think the Joint Chiefs know all about what's in his mind. If they want to hear it again, why, it's all right with me.
President, what misinformation did the general give you?
He said the Chinese would not come into Korea, that it would be possible to send a division of the regular army to Germany for occupation purposes to relieve another division over there by the 1st of January. And he also said that the war was over, he was sure.
That was a little fast. I wonder if we could ask Mr. Manning to read that back.
Well, that's read it to him, Jack.
He said the Chinese would not come into Korea. That it would be possible to send a division of the regular army to Germany for occupation purposes to relieve another division over there.
This division, you understand, was to come from Korea.
By the 1st of January. And he also said that the war was over. He was sure.
Could we quote that, Mr. President?
Why, it was in the report that was made when we got back here. I don't think I should say that you can quote me directly. You can paraphrase it. Tony, did you have a question?
Sir, the views that
General MacArthur expressed before the investigating committee on ways of handling the Korean War were rejected by the administration, I believe, because it was felt that his plan would have enlarged the war.
Yes, it
now, are you
involved
still
us,
reject
it,
that?
It would have involved us in an all-out war in the Far East, and we've been strenuously trying to avoid that all the time.
In other words, you would look then for something new that could bring an honorable settlement without enlarging the war.
We may have been making an endeavor to have that very thing take place. That's the reason we've been negotiating all this time to reach an armistice and an agreement for peace. And we haven't been able to reach it because the communists want to murder the prisoners of war that do not want to go back. We're not going to let them do it, as long as I'm president.
Do you think it's impossible, sir, that would have any plan for solution of the war now that he didn't have at the time of the Senate hearings?
Expressing my private opinion, that's what I believe, just what your question implied. But there was nothing new, that he didn't have anything new to offer. I don't think he has.
Well, if General Eisenhower has a plan, which is put into effect immediately, could shorten the war, you would want that.
Well, certainly. I'd want it put into effect right now. I want to stop the war just as badly as anybody in the country does. And I've tried in every way possible to bring it to a successful conclusion. And I'll try to do it without involving us in an all-out war in the Far East.
Would it have been possible for General MacArthur to have called on you any time during this?
Why, certainly. Of course it would. He didn't want to see me.
Mr. President, I'm a little bit confused about the military protocol. When General Eisenhower came back this time, I asked him at his press conference, he reported to Congress, and he rebuked me by saying that he couldn't unless he was invited to. Now, that does not apply to you as commander-in-chief.
The first thing that General Eisenhower did when he came back to Europe was to report to me. And that's exactly protocol.
Without invitation, that's his initiative.
That's his duty. That's his duty.
Mr. President, if General Eisenhower has any new views on how to solve the Korean War, he owes it to you and the country to report directly to you.
That's correct.
Well, in this case, don't you think General MacArthur is inhibited because you dismissed him?
No, not necessarily. That didn't keep him from following military etiquette. He missed an awful good chance for a headline by not coming in.
If the General MacArthur's duty to report any plans they have to you, and if he does not fulfill his duty by reporting, what follows then? What steps do you take?
I wouldn't take any now. It's a little late.
And I want to make it clear, you don't care to see General MacArthur now, I think you said.
No, there's no reason for me to see him.
If he asked to see you, would you see
him? I certainly would. Of course I would. I wouldn't be discourteous to anybody. I never have been. Is the well run dry?
No, sir.
Is that what's the matter?
Mr. President, the Attorney General, I believe it is, of Massachusetts, says that you were urged during the political campaign to announce that you would go to Korea and establish that it is let out to hint that the war would be over by Christmas or some such thing as that, and you rejected that idea. Why such an idea put up to you?
It was suggested, yes, and decided that wouldn't serve any good purpose. It would be just a piece of demagoguery, and that's what it turned out to be.
Mr. President, do you plan to send a State of the Union message and an economic report to Congress?
Yes.
Mr. President, I want to get that straight. You said you thought that it would serve no good purpose, would be just a piece of demagoguery, and that's what it turned out to be?
That's correct.
What did you mean, the current trip that's on now?
Yes.
A piece of demagoguery?
Yes. The announcement of that trip was a piece of demagoguery, and then, of course, he had to take it after he'd made the statement. What's the matter, Tony? Well, Roger suggests that maybe some good might come out of the trip. If it does, I'll be the happiest man in the world. I hope some good can come out of it.
Well, Mr. President, do you think you could settle the Korean War without settling the whole communist world domination war against all three nations?
That's a very complicated question, May, and I can't answer it. I've been trying to settle the situation in Korea as hard as I can for the last year and a half.
They stop in Korea, they might step up.
I'm no prophet. I'm not thinking in prophecy. You draw your own conclusions. What you say is possible, of course.
Mr. President, do you think economic control should be extended beyond open credit?
Yes, I do.
Mr. President, how are we
going to hold the economic controls program together with Mr. Putnam stepping out this weekend and no industry members in the wage board?
We'll have industry members of the wage board before the week's out, and we'll have a successor to Mr. Putnam whenever he decides to quit.
Is that Mr. DeSalle?
He's under consideration.
You have the industry members, sir, before the week's out?
Yeah. You had plenty of volunteers for those places. Good men, too.
That about covered, Mr. President?
As far as I'm concerned.
Thank you.